Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now, your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, episode 43. You're listening to Friday Fundamentals with your host, Jacob Ayers. With listeners from over 24 different countries, I bring you this week's episode of Friday Fundamentals. This week's Friday Fundamental is embrace good debt. We've all been taught to avoid debt, but today we're going to learn why you should embrace debt. Yes, embrace debt. Take on more of it. The debt we're talking about today is good debt. We've talked about the difference in good debt and bad debt in the past, but just as a refresher, good debt is the kind of debt that someone else pays for you, debt that is secured by an asset. One form of good debt is a mortgage on an income-producing rental property. Real estate investing is a great way to achieve wealth and financial freedom. Leverage is just one of the things that sets real estate apart from other asset classes. Leverage is using other people's money to buy real estate that you control. In most cases, the other people's money comes from the bank in the form of a loan for a rental property. Most banks require you to put 20% down of your own money, and they'll loan you the other 80%. Now, by intelligently taking advantage of this leverage, one can grow their real estate portfolio and passive income stream larger and faster than by not using this leverage. Let's look at a couple scenarios to prove this. Scenario 1. We're going to buy a $100,000 house for cash. This property rents for $1,000 per month. Since we don't have a loan on the property, our cash flow is $750 per month after we've paid insurance, taxes, and maintenance. Scenario 2. Now let's take the same $100,000 and buy rental property using leverage. We're going to buy the same type of properties as in scenario 1. Each of these $100,000 properties will require a 20% down payment or $20,000, and we'll borrow the rest of the money from the bank. With $100,000, we can afford the down payment to buy 5 properties. We're going to rent these properties out for $1,000 each, similar to scenario 1. Now, we do have a mortgage payment on these properties, and that does reduce our cash flow. So rather than the $750 cash flow from scenario 1, our cash flow will be $400 per month for each property. But remember, we are able to buy 5 of these, so our cash flow is 5 times 400 for a total of $2,000 per month. You see, by using smart leverage, we are able to increase our income from $750 per month to $2,000 per month. Let's go back to scenario 1 and fast forward 10 years. We still have our one property, but it has appreciated to $150,000. Awesome! We have made $50,000 from appreciation from our original $100,000 purchase. That's a 50% return. Now let's apply this to scenario 2. Fast forward 10 years, and each property is appreciated to the same $150,000. That's $50,000 of appreciation for each of our 5 properties for a total of $250,000 on the same $100,000 initial investment. That's a 250% return. As you can see, leverage gives one the ability to control more property, thus increasing cash flow and returns from appreciation. People who don't understand the power of leverage are making a mistake by paying off their rental properties, as we can see from comparing these scenarios. So don't shy away from debt. Use good debt to your advantage, and you'll be well on your way to achieving financial freedom. That wraps up this week's Friday Fundamentals with your host, Jacob Ayers. If you have any questions or comments or want to hear something or someone specific on the show, just let me know. Reach out to me. You can contact me at www.jacobayers.com/contact or connect with me on Facebook at The Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom Podcast. From your team here at The Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, audio engineer Genevieve Rishti, and I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.